Go Green. Biden infrastructure plan includes effort to improve our school kitchens to prepare nutritious meals. By Wendell Hasebo on April 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan includes an effort to improve our school kitchens to prepare nutritious meals. Funds also will be provided to improve our school kitchens so they can be used to better prepare nutritious meals for our students and go green by reducing or eliminating the use of paper plates and other disposable materials, according to the proposal. The plan also intends to operate school facilities that will reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Under the president's plan, better operating school facilities will reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and also will become environments of community resilience with green space, clean air, and safe places to gather, especially during emergencies, the plan states. The initiative continues, "We also will invest in cutting-edge, energy-efficient and electrified, resilient, and innovative school buildings with technology and labs that will help our educators prepare students to be productive workers and valued students." The disclosed cost of the plans includes $100 billion to upgrade public schools through $50 billion in direct grants and an additional $50 billion leveraged through bonds, which translated means half the money spent in this area will be borrowed. That specific section of the proposal concludes with, "We can't close the opportunity gap if low-income kids go to schools in buildings that undermine health and safety, while wealthier students get access to safe buildings with labs and technology that prepare them for the jobs of the future." Other aspects of the proposed $2.25 trillion infrastructure legislation includes a ramped-up Internal Revenue Service, IRS, on business activities, where each business may be audited like a decade ago, annually by the IRS so they pay their fair share. The strategy to increase funds to the IRS joins Biden's pledge to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, higher than Communist China's corporate tax rate at 25%, impacting the attraction of doing businesses in China.